We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Discovering My Action Vision. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions, and I'll be Executive Coach Facilitator for today's session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number. That's 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. There will be a special gift offer at the end of today's session, so you'll want to stick around for that for sure. And so let's go ahead and dive in. And a lot of times I will share the first 6-7 minutes, like a story, you know, or, you know, a segment or some piece. But today I'm going to do a little different, and I'm just going to open it up to anybody. Does anyone have any questions on what you'd like to accomplish today, or thoughts on discovering my action vision?
Yeah. How do you go about discovering your action vision, and what is action vision?
Cool. It's discovering, I love that question, it's discovering why we were put on this planet. And there are 7.4 billion plus billion people on this planet. I believe that every single person on the planet has a very specific and a very unique, totally unique, it's like a fingerprint. And so everyone's unique. And so when people say, you know, I was put on this planet to help people or make a difference in people's lives. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what somebody's life vision is, it is what it is. But personally, I think all 7.4 billion people were put on the planet for that reason. I think it's much more specific. It's very individualized. And so the way to discover your action vision is actually very simple. It can take like 20 minutes to do. And what you do is draw a circle on a piece of paper, or if you like, I kind of like putting like a thumbprint, so like a kind of an oval, because it's unique to you. There's no two people on the planet that have the exact same passions. And so around that circle or that thumbprint, list out everything that you're passionate about. So big, little, small, things you like, enjoy. It could be chocolate. It could be playing golf. It could be, you know, watching a sunset. What are things that you really, the passion that touch your heart, that move you in a very special way? And so list that all around it. If you have a hard time coming up with the things that you're passionate about, it's okay. Just ask other people, because a lot of times other people can see things that we're passionate about, that we don't even see ourselves. So, you know, ask somebody, say, you know, I'm just curious, like, what are some things that you think I might be passionate about? And they'll list off this, and like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Once you get the things, and this is not, it's not like a one-time thing. It's a growing thing. It's like with 7 children, 2 grandsons, and a granddaughter on the way. The more children I have had, the more grandchildren I have, the more love I have. So love is not finite. Passions are not finite. Like when you find somebody that's a really passionate person, they're passionate usually about a lot of things. And so that's the same thing. The more passions that we have, is that Olivia? Hey, Olivia. She's my niece, and she went ahead and, I got to see her play, volleyball yesterday. And she's got the most exciting, like, things, like her life vision. So she went through, I don't have it with me, but I would love to share it with, you know, with all of you if Olivia lets me know. So Olivia and Brianne, they're my 2 nieces, and we went ahead And we started out on a project on how to have relationships for life. So I'm just going to have Olivia say hi.
Hello.
See, that was easy, right, sweetheart? Thank you. So I was thinking, I'm at their house, and I'm thinking, man, we got to finish that book that we started writing when Olivia and Brianne were 5 and 7 years old. And they have, like, the most amazing life vision and passion circle. In the center of that fingerprint of our passions is where I believe our life vision resides. Like, I believe that God has given all of us passions that have nothing to do with our family, our environment. I mean, it's just a gift to us. And those, I believe that those passions help to reveal our life vision. So what you do is you kind of just take all the passions, kind of think about that, meditate on it, whatever you want to do. And then in the center of the thumbprint or the circle, you write a paragraph, a short paragraph, something simple, something easy, and on that encompass all of our passions. And so my life vision is to touch every single person in the world, one person at a time, make a huge difference in every aspect of their life in a really fun and exciting way. And yep, that's 7.4 plus billion people. And I've known that since I was parts of it, not the full extent I do now that I'm 52, but I've known that since I was 8 years old. And it took 30 years for me to figure out a system to help people discover that in 20 minutes. Alan, is that what you're looking for, or something different?
No, I think that's great. Thank you.
Cool. Other questions or thoughts from others?
Well, as I do that, Mark, you know, and I've done it, I'm still struggling to try to find out what my purpose is.
Are you struggling to find out your purpose, your life vision, or are you struggling to live it?
Well said, to live it.
Yeah, and I wasn't saying it. I mean, honestly, I didn't know. And so that was just a question. Are you and it's probably some of both. But what I have found, Nancy, is that it seems like things are revealed to us in small pieces. And, like, I believe that we're given an opportunity to take small steps of faith. Mm-hmm. And if we take those small steps of faith, then all of a sudden they work out or they don't, you know? And so we are either confident and it's like, wow, it worked out really good, or it doesn't work out, we have pain, and then that's great because then we have an opportunity to get a bigger heart, to love in a way that we would not have been able to love, to understand things at a deep, deep level that we would have never been able to understand. And so, other questions, Nancy, or thoughts on that?
Well, I find that I have discovered that energy is a critical ingredient for me to be able to pursue the things that I otherwise wouldn't have done. Having the energy, which is really cool, and stepping out and, like you said, experiencing the pain or experiencing the thrill of it, from terrified to terrific.
So, Nancy, I think it would be so cool for you to write a white paper on From Terrified to Terrific, and having it connect back into to pain. I think that would be really, really powerful.
Okay.
It's interesting. The thing that hit me when Nancy said energy, and I thought of, like, a whole flood of things hit me. Like, the one thing that hit me was coffee, and how people go and they're like, I have to drink coffee in the morning to get me going. It's like, actually, you don't. And actually, yes, it will get you going, but it will slow you down. You will have less energy. And then I think of the energy drinks. And it's like, energy drinks, they give you an artificial energy. And so what it does, it really emasculates you. It really, it's not healthy. It's just not healthy. It's not healthy, in my opinion, not only health-wise, but mentally. I believe it gives you an artificial sense that you're more powerful than what you are, kind of like drugs, you know? And so it's not natural. It's not something. It creates, I think, a laziness in us to where we want to go ahead and feel like we have energy without doing the required things to have the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions or thoughts that individuals have? So one of the things that I'm seeking to do with this group is help to create a greater curiosity. And so I find that people are not that curious. Like, it's funny, I love when adults go ahead and, you know, criticize, like, young boys especially, like 2, 3, 4, and they say, you know, you have very little attention span. And I just want to say, from my vantage point, they actually have more, maybe, attention span than you do as an adult, or, you know, or maybe, or maybe not that much more than you do. We were talking at a group, and we were talking about young adults, and the older adults in the room, oh, this is really intriguing. Where the older adults, those that were over 40, 50, they were criticizing young adults in their 20s where they don't follow through well and they don't go ahead and follow through in a commitment. And two of those people made a commitment to join Elise in her success circle of 12 and they have since dropped out. Like, they've said, yeah, I can't do it or whatever. So one of the things that I'm seeking to do is I'm seeking to improve listening skills of this group, this mastermind group, and curiosity. Does anyone have any questions?
How do you do that, Mark?
Well, that's a great question. You do things to kind of throw out and see, like a test to see. And I'm thinking, like this group isn't that, you know, the people that were on the previous segment, like, they're not that curious. So I'm interested, like Alan, I don't know if Alan, like, I don't know what Alan's thinking. Alan, what are you thinking right now?
Well, I was thinking about my life vision, and I was thinking about how it always seems like I can refine it more when you were talking about finding your life vision, about the passion circle. You know, so I've done that exercise, and I've come up with a life vision. But, you know, maybe it's not as succinct, or maybe it's not as defined or specific as it needs to be, and maybe that's why I have trouble living it. You know, maybe I'm not that curious about it.
Cool. So, does anybody see what I see?
What do you see, Mark?
Like I see that at the end of the last segment, I ask a question. And there was an answer given. And I'm wondering, did anybody wonder why I was asking? Was anybody curious in why I was asking that question?
Well, Mark, I'm curious. You said in 7 minutes, and so I've been, it's far more than 7 minutes, so I'm waiting to see what you had for this call. And you had also asked, I don't know if you were, you had asked Ginger Ann if she was sticking around, so I don't know if those two are connected.
Yeah, those are totally connected. So how's Jill do that?
She's a good listener.
Any other thoughts? I mean, like she heard both of those things, and she connected them both. She somehow went ahead. She somehow went ahead and connected those two things together. So she's an outlier. So she's able to say, you know, that wasn't Mark asking Ginger Ann. I mean, why did Mark ask just Ginger Ann? He didn't ask anybody else. Like, I wonder if that had any connection into the 7 minutes. And so I think what happened is Alan got distracted. And so he was on that 7 minute thing, but then he got distracted by his own my vision. Nothing wrong. It's not wrong. It is what it is. And so he got distracted about himself. And again, that's not wrong to do, but Jill was able to pull this back around, which is really awesome. Does anyone have any questions?
Are you going to do the 7 minutes, Mark?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Ginger Ann, any questions or thoughts that you have?
Why did you want me to stay on?
Well, I actually didn't want you to stay on. I just wanted to know if you were going to be on.
Okay, well, why?
Any ideas?
Not particularly.
So Ginger Ann's the oldest of seven. She's 28 years old. She has blessed Roseanne and I with two amazing grandsons. She's an amazing wife, an amazing mom, and an amazing business owner. I mean, this young woman is just overall amazing. Any ideas now, Ginger Ann?
Mark, it looks like she got kicked off. She just joined us back in. You may have to repeat that.
Okay.
All right. I ended real quick.
Yeah, no worries. So, so Ginger Ann, you know, so Ginger Ann's 28 years old, our oldest daughter. She's blessed my wife and I with two amazing grandsons. She's an amazing mother, amazing wife, and an amazing business owner. And so, Ginger Ann, does that help?
Just discovering my own vision, I guess.
So going back to segment two about trust, vulnerability, hurt, and pain.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want me to go there or not?
That's fine.
You sure?
I don't care.
What's that?
I don't care.
I mean, it's recorded. The whole, all 7.4 billion people on the planet could go ahead and hear it. So, kind of a vulnerable place to be.
My whole life has been recorded.
There's a lot of truth to that.
I'm fine.
Does anyone have any questions?
So what are you talking about?
So Ginger Ann and I are going through a very, very painful season in our life. And so, like, I don't know who this is going to go to. I don't know who's going to listen to it. Total strangers, it's recorded. It's for the whole world to listen to. And so I don't know what to do. So I could go ahead and open up Ginger Ann in a heartbeat and display her vulnerability to the whole world. And so I don't know if I should do that, you know, or if I shouldn't do that. I don't know if that will help the situation or hurt the situation. You know, I just don't know.
Hello? By sharing it, would it add any, would it help others?
Well, it could help others, but it could hurt other people a lot, and a lot of people could get angry, hurt, ticked at Ginger Ann or me, and they could make their, Ginger Ann and I's pain, they could make it all about them, and then they could get all dramatic, and then they could go ahead and try to punish us and hurt us and harm us. And so it could get really ugly, really messy, really, really fast.
It sounds Lisa, to me like it's something that you guys need to work out together, and Ginger Ann needs to decide whether or not she needs to let anyone know about it. I understand I can help.
Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, great to have you on.
And I understand it can help others, but I think you guys have to get help first before others get involved.
So, Lisa, I'm just curious. Like Ginger Ann and I have not talked about this. We have not worked this out. Okay, so Ginger Ann, what do you think about what Lisa said?
There's some truth to it, but I think that, getting other people involved might actually help the situation. That's just my thought.
So, Lisa, you can sense the energy, the passion, the care of a father to his, you know, adult daughter. He's thought through this thing. He understands there could be great things. He could hurt his daughter so much. And his daughter knows that, and yet she's giving him permission to go ahead and open this thing wide open. And so so Ginger Ann and I have the relationship where she trusts me probably implicitly. There's probably not another person on the planet that she trusts more than me. And so...
I think that's awesome, but my concern is that you have a lot of indecision about it, And when you have that much indecision, there seems to be a lot of uncertainty. And when you asked Ginger Ann, she said she didn't care. Instead of saying, go ahead, Dad, I go for it, or I think it will help, she said she didn't care, which sounds to me like she does. And it sounds to me you guys like you guys need to go a step further before it's shared. I'm not saying it won't help people. I'm just saying that you guys probably need to go a step further and decide how you're going to do it together and make sure you're both on the same page as to how you're going to do it.
Sorry, is somebody else sharing something?
I think she trusts her father enough to be okay with his decision.
Okay. And who is this?
Jason.
Jason. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, well, we've got 2 minutes left in this segment. I'm guessing, Ginger Ann, that you're going to need to jump off after this segment, right?
I've got a few extra minutes.
So my mom, she just passed away, three, 4 weeks ago. And I am a different person now, big time. I mean, big time. And so probably, 3-4 weeks ago, I would have taken Lisa's advice and I would have, probably backed away. But now I'm like, my mom passed away, my dad passed away. You know what? I am unhinged. And people thought I was unhinged and out of control and a maniac, crazy man before my mom died. They're just like, they have no, like, even my wife of 32 years, she is concerned about me. And she's like, I can't read you. I can't, like, what's going on? Where is it at? And so we're going to be going into the next segment, which is specifically for single moms. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but I do know it's probably going to be even more crazy and insane than happened in segment 3, discovering my action vision. And so if you're listening to the rebroadcast, I mean, think about who would benefit from this. Pay this forward. If you're able to stick around for the next segment, it will be recorded. But if you're able to stick around live, you're free to do so. We'd love to have you as guests. If you are listening to the rebroadcast of this, if you haven't had your complimentary 30-minute strategy session, you want to do that, it's very simple. Go to dnaforsuccess.com. That's www.dnaforsuccess.com. Go to examination and then free 30-minute strategy session, and then click on that, and it'll take you 3 minutes literally to fill that out. And then somebody from Legacy Partners will give you a call and go into that expecting that your life will change forever, because it has for so many other people. And always remember, we can accomplish so much more together than we ever could on our own. God bless, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.